calling this pairing the latest odd couple. Google is turning to the National Security Agency, who you heard Mr. Jones mention just a minute ago, to protect itself from hackers in the wake of a cyber attack it believes came from China. Now, the NSA conducts surveillance and code breaking for the federal government, but it also has a long history of spying. Here to talk about the pairing is historian Webster Tarpley. Webster, thanks for joining us. Now, this is kind of a turnaround for Google, who has really not been in cahoots with Washington before over surveillance. In fact, they've resisted them significantly. So what does this mean that they're, in essence, turning to the enemy for help?
Let me say, first of all, I think quite the contrary. They've always been intimately linked and may indeed have been founded by the U.S. intelligence community, as I'll try to show. Remember, but now this is the National Security Agency. It used to be the most secretive. This is cyber espionage, and their mission is quite simply to monitor everybody's electronic communications, everybody's SIGINT, as they call it. So it's hard to imagine how they can object to somebody hacking when their mission is basically to hack the entire world.
Well, couldn't you argue they know it best, so they would be able to fight it best?
Well, this is, of course, a policy of confrontation with China, which is now opening up a cyber warfare theater, which I think is absolute folly. The news is that Google is now openly in alliance with the NSA in response to these attacks, which Google claims, and I stress that because there's no independent confirmation of any of this, Google claims that China hacked Google, and now they're joining with the NSA. What we learned from the Washington Post article of February 4th is it's not for the first time. We're told that over the past decade, not just Google, but Silicon Valley companies in general have been turning to the U.S. intelligence community, the NSA, for guidance and protection. And we're also told that it's not just the NSA, but the NSA is the lead agency of the entire U.S. intelligence community. So we've now got a cartel where Google joins with the NSA. It's a cartel sponsored by the CIA, the NSA, and they're going to essentially engage in cyber warfare with China. What they hope to gain from this, I do not know.
Okay, you mentioned these other Silicon Valley companies, but until now, Google has been one of the ones that has resisted pressure from Washington to turn over records, even taking them to court over the issue. So how can you just group Google with all of those other companies?
I'm afraid this is eyewash. This is essentially an attempt to create a cover story. It's true that Google claims that they did not cooperate with the terrorist surveillance project back in 2007-2008. But let's just look at two important things. Who founded Google? How did Google get this tremendous supremacy starting in the late 90s? Well, it turns out that there's a CIA proprietary nonprofit company called InQtel. And InQtel, created back in 1999 or so under Norman Augustine, he's a famous industrial military complex entrepreneur. Their goal was to invest in the most advanced IT and cyber companies so that the U.S. intelligence community would always be at the forefront. Did they invest in Google? We know they did at least at one point. CIA created Project Keyhole, the satellite imaging of the surface of the Earth. Project Keyhole was sold to Google, and it became Google Earth. And that's what you can see online. And this was a couple of million dollars of startup capital from InQtel. Now, the other aspect, does Google really object to censorship? Well, people in this country know they don't. Case in point, the famous FBI whistleblower, Sybil Edmonds, was about to testify in Congress. She had a story which was very damaging to the U.S. official account of 9/11. She happened to have her blog at Google Blog. Right before she was going to testify, Google blocked her blog. And she was not accused of anti-state activity or something like this, but of spamming. So she was found guilty of spamming, and they shut down her blog at a critical time. This is one of dozens of examples that we could cite of how the hypocrisy of Google can be shown through what they've actually done, as distinct from a couple of high-profile stunts that they've pulled in public to try to accredit themselves as being independent, and they're not. And now it's clear in public that they're not.
Well, Webster Tarpley, thank you so much for giving us this different point of view, trying to connect Google to the intelligence of the federal government long before this news that Google is officially working with the NSA.